Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Earth Day 2004, the celebration continues. Your voice is important, and you too will be part of this historic national meeting when you call now, 888-321-0067. So pick up and call, and then hold on as the adventure continues here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
I want to pay tribute to a few of those who have given so much to make this Earth Day 2004 possible. And so you, can you give tribute by calling this second segment, 888-321-0067. And we have quite a number of callers online already, which is exciting. So join us in the celebration. But first, let me give you a little tribute to those who have made this possible. So here goes. First, another day with a sun that awakens us all, and the air that fills our spirits with life, and the birds, sparrows, buntings, hawks, egrets, owls, sandpipers, willets, woodpeckers, hummingbirds, swans, cuckoos, eagles, dippers. I want to thank the wondrous mammals, giraffes, koalas, mice, deer, mink, tigers, antelope, foxes, cougars, shrews, humans, dogs, cats, and thousands of more. This tribute will continue. We have callers on our lines. Kathy, you're still with us. I'm going to have a greeting with Ron, who is calling from Minnesota. Ron?
Hello, Sydney.
How are you doing, Ron? I happen to know Ron. I'm just going to share that with you, and I want to send a congratulations to Ron because about 2 days ago, he retired from what I like to refer to as the nature industry. He has been a naturalist in Minnesota for quite some time. But that's sort of history now, Ron. You have everything to look forward to. But anyways, how are things in Minnesota?
What a beautiful Sid. Maybe we can talk about beauties and beasts, you know. But everything's great 2 days into retirement. I'm faced with the insurmountable opportunity, and the maples are in blossom. We just had a good spring rain that'll probably bring on the morels in fast order here. It's just pretty exciting, quickening. And a couple of things that I'd mention, if that's appropriate now.
I'm turning this over to you, Ron. This is your tribute, moment for tribute, yes.
Well, a couple of things here that I've just experienced. I've been lucky in my career as a naturalist that I've had the opportunity to lean toward my leanings, which are probably more artistic than they are scientific, and so I've been able to carve out an opportunity to make a career, I guess, out of for 30 years out of letting other people give the facts and let me give the opinions. So I've been excited about that. But one of the phenomena that I think is the most rare and ethereal that I just experienced in the last day here is the opening of some of the larger lakes from winter ice, and there's a thing that happens there. It's probably got a scientific name, which I don't know, but when the rains come and it's time, The ice on the lakes in all of their thickness somewhat break up into columns of whatever thickness, and then if you're lucky, you'll find yourself in a relatively quiet bay of one of those lakes, and you'll be able to listen to probably the most ethereal wind chimes that exist on the planet. So I just had that experience, you know, and that's...
That's the sound of the breaking ice?
The sound of the ice at the shore somewhat dancing in what bit of a breeze or turbulence is in that area. But you want to look for a quiet place for that and realize that you're experiencing something that few people tune their ears to and are accommodating at that time. It's not easy to find the situation, but it's most worth the ritual, you know.
Well, that's a gentle and powerful memory, and as Ron so aptly put it, he is the interpreter and the artist as he talks about nature. Ron, also, I'm just curious, give us a parting thought here. We actually have other callers, but we'll talk again.
Let me tell you about the beast.
Okay.
I'm doing forensics right now with great emotion. I just got up this morning to about, easily $200 American damage to every feeder that I have by a repeat visit from a big black bear that is my neighbor here. And I'm going to have to do what I did a couple of years ago successfully for a while at least, is make up what I call a cayenne surprise, which is like a raw hamburger geode with about an ounce or two of cayenne pepper in it, and put it out for my feeders.
Well, I'm sure you're anxious to get out there and deal with this. Ron, I want to thank you for calling in. I definitely want to keep in touch, and I invite you to call in any time. You're such an extraordinary person. I also want to mention that Ron is very involved with music in Minnesota. Anything that you want to share briefly about that, and then we'll have to move on.
I don't think so right now, Sid. We'll talk again.
Okay.
But happy Earth Day to everyone.
Thank you so much, Ron. Okay, and now our next caller is Ethan, who is calling us from Maine. See, we have listeners all over this planet here, which is fabulous. Ethan, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Hey, Sydney. Thank you for taking my call, and a great show today.
Thanks so much. What's happening in Maine, as you look out the window, what's the weather like? I'm trying to get a little sense of how things really are on this Earth Day.
A little overcast, you know, a little bit of a gloomy feeling today, although we're you know, very excited that there's been a little spring in the air. We hit 70 on Monday, and everybody throws on their bikinis and heads outside when Maine breaks 70 degrees for the first time, I think. But you know, the gloom, I think, not only because it's a little overcast, but I wish I could be more excited about the fact that our president is, as you and I talk, is actually speaking here in Maine on this Earth Day.
Is he giving an environmental address by chance?
Well, he is. He is at the Wells, at a research reserve down in Wells, which is in southern Maine, not too far actually from where his dad has their summer estate in Kennebunkport. And he is there supposed to be talking about citizen stewardship and conservation partnerships in protecting the country's national resources. And as you can imagine, there are a lot of people who are there who are protesting his visit and protesting out of concern for what he and his administration's policies have been since he took office. I think a lot of us in Maine are not particularly thrilled with the direction that he has that he has moved in environmental policy.
So, well, certainly that is part of our world these days. There are real issues out on the planet right now that relate to this, and that's actually what we're all trying to do here, is get together and talk about that and determine how we can really move forward. And certainly Earth Day is the day in which this is happening. And by the way, Ethan, Kathleen is on the line, and she's the president of Earth Day. Kathleen, you've been listening a little bit. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts or anything you'd like to add at this point, just for fun. I don't want to leave you just holding there.
Well, I thought last speaker's comments were really important. Democracy is something that the U.S. is very proud of and spends a lot of time and energy, if you want to put it that way, exporting it to other countries. But voting is down in our country, and I think 23% of people under the age of 30, or maybe it's 28 years old, are voting, which is just terrible. And so we've embarked on a major campaign to register and get people out to vote, keeping a very broad set of environmental issues in mind. We are finding that it is very important that the environmental community broaden its lexicon of words to describe environmentalism so that we bring lots of people into the discussion. So our partners are very strange bedfellows. In addition to green group members and sort of traditional environmentalists, we're reaching out to the NAACP and many, many Latino and Asian Pacific groups around the country, working with them to come up with a message that resonates with everybody. So again, our theme is this year is if you want to do one thing on Earth Day, which people tend to really want to do things on Earth Day, our big thing this year is registering to vote, and you can do it on our website or at your Board of Elections. But we think it's critically important, because if we don't sort of vote with our feet and get into those polling places, then we really can't complain about the treatment that our global commons is suffering at the moment.
And this miraculous thing called democracy can actually work. Thank you. Ethan, how about an Earth Day tribute? And then we have our lines full. How do you like that, Ethan?
I love it. That's great. I'm not surprised, Sydney. You're doing a great job. It's a very important topic. And I guess two quick thoughts. And one is, I know that, you know, when they do the polling, talking about people who are voters or likely voters, and it's far too few at this point. Unfortunately, environmental issues are not showing up at the top of the list. Not necessarily surprisingly, with all that's going on in the world and in Iraq and the economy, but just a week ago, I mean, you often think of Maine as sort of this pristine wilderness, and there are certainly plenty of places in Maine that are like that, but there were about 100 coastal Maine towns just last week that were listed by the EPA as places with serious summer smog problems, and one of the groups that certainly works to preserve that pristine Maine is the Maine Audubon Society, and they've got some great events going on, as I'm sure about Audubon societies throughout the country do, and there are going to be some hikes and a potluck supper, and you know, there's plenty to be concerned about, but there's also plenty to celebrate, and the Maine Audubon Society, I think, does a great job. They're located in Falmouth, right outside of Portland. And I think there will be a lot of people in Southern Maine taking part in some of their activities, and I look forward to joining in.
Ethan, thanks so much. You know, our lines are full, so I want to make sure that we keep on moving. We have Mara and Fran on the line, so at this time I'm going to go to Mara.
Hello.
Hi, Mara. How are you?
Great.
You're calling from where?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Welcome to the Wildside News. Tell me I know what's going on in San Diego because I'm here, but why don't you tell the world what's going on in San Diego in terms of our weather? Just I'm trying to give a sense of what's happening all over the place, and then we'll get on to your topic.
Well, it's a beautiful day here, and we can't complain. It's a little cloudy, but, you know, the flowers need a little shade. I think the best thing that's happening is the only spring we really get is the flowers blooming here, and it's just beautiful outside, and I know a lot of people have been talking to me about they're riding their bikes to work today, or they're, you know, taking an alternative fuel vehicle to work today. So that's pretty exciting. I know the traffic was still traffic, but it's a beautiful day.
Great, certainly is. Well, talk about Earth Day. I believe that you're involved with Earthworks Earth Fair.
Yeah, we're having an Earth Fair in Balboa Park on Sunday from 10 to 5, and there's so much going on there. to help educate people and sign them up to vote. We have a free speech area so people can go and talk about, you know, the things that are important to them, be it the environment or what's going on in our little neighborhood. And we're recycling. We're going to have a zero waste program there, so everything that's thrown away at the fair will be recycled.
Excellent. And how can people contact you? Our lines are full, so I'm going to keep on moving here. Mara, how can people contact you to learn about what's happening on Earth Day in Balboa Park?
Well, they can go on our website, which is earthdayweb.org, or they can call our information number, which is 858-496-6666.
Very good. Thank you so much. Fran, I'm going to say hello to Fran, and you know we only have about a minute left, and I definitely want to talk with Fran. Can you hold on until our next segment, Fran?
Sure can.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Does this hold on, or should I call back?
No, if you'd like, hold over the break. It's about a two-minute long break, and we'll be back. But I definitely want to talk with you. Why don't we say hello? Tell us who you're with.
McKeever Environmental Learning Center out in the state of Pennsylvania.
And I want to say, it's funny, I happened to come through Fran just through a process of trying to track down people, and actually we have some terrific history, and Fran has some amazing things to talk about that are happening all over the world in terms of environmental education very specifically. And you know what? It's making a difference, because here we are. We're at Earth Day 2004, and literally millions of people all over the world are paying attention. We'll be back with the Wild Side News.